Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
What comes to your mind when you think of gambling? Maybe you picture the flashing lights and slot machines of a Vegas casino. Perhaps you imagine three cowboys clutching poker cards in the corner of a town saloon. Or if you tuned into college or professional sports recently, the catchy slogan from a sports betting ad likely comes to mind. The Supreme Court legalized sports gambling in 2018, resulting in the skyrocketing prevalence of online sports betting. Americans have wagered over $600 billion on sports since that decision. Forget the Vegas casino or the Cowboy Saloon. All you need to place a bet today is internet connection. Research conducted by the American Gaming Association found that over half of all American adults participated in some form of gambling in the past year. Over 20% placed a sports bet. And adults aren't the only ones susceptible to the current gambling craze. In January, Common Sense Media released a study that surveyed adolescent boys' involvement in betting. Alarmingly, the report found that over one-third of boys aged 11 to 17 gambled in the past year. While some boys participated in traditional forms like lottery tickets, poker games, and sports betting, the most common form of gambling for adolescent boys actually came from a perhaps unexpected source: video games. Now, speaking of sports betting, recently the Wisconsin State Assembly passed legislation that would expand sports gambling from casinos to anywhere in the state online. The state Senate is currently considering the proposal and may send it to the governor. Just last week, Marquette Polling released a poll on how Wisconsinites view the expansion of online sports betting. 64% of Wisconsinites opposed the legislation, with 74% of independents being opposed to online sports betting. One thing that concerned Wisconsin Family Council at the poll was that 26% of self-identified born-again Christians stated they support expanded online sports betting. As Christians, we have a duty to protect our neighbors and those around us from vices that point us away from Jesus. While sports gambling may be entertaining for some, it can cause havoc in the lives of those addicted to sports gambling. For example, consider children. The risk of making wagers at a young age are troubling. Gambling can lead to more than just financial problems. It's also linked to mental health struggles like depression, anxiety, and mood swings. In addition, gambling is associated with other harmful behaviors such as underage drinking, drug use, delinquency, and bullying. As the gambling industry seeks to hook users at younger and younger ages, recognizing these harms and working to protect our youth has become critical. The National Council on Problem Gambling designates March as Problem Gambling Awareness Month. As we consider the growing number of gamblers in our state and our nation, we want to equip parents to help protect their children from the harms of betting. An adolescent's brain is not developed enough to fully understand all of the risks. Parents have to be proactive in educating their children. First, parents must model good behavior. Children who see their parents placing sports bets or purchasing lottery tickets will view such behavior as normal. Second, parents must expose the lie that betting is harmless entertainment and teach their children that many gambling venues use falsely advertising to lure customers. No bet is truly risk-free and no win is guaranteed. Children need to be taught about the risks inherent in all forms of gambling and that the gambling industry always wins while users face loss. Third, parents must regulate their children's online behavior. Moving gaming consoles and other devices out of the bedroom and into the living room allows parents to more easily protect children, not only from inappropriate content and security risks, but also the harms of online gambling. Last, parents must teach biblical stewardship. Gambling springs from a disordered love of money, which the Bible warns against. Money is a gift from God to steward wisely, not an end in itself. When young people are taught to work hard, spend wisely, love God above all else, and find contentment in Christ, they'll be far less likely to fall prey to the lure of gambling. Through our counsel and our example, let's encourage the next generation to practice good stewardship of what God has given them. Ultimately, for both children and adults, greater financial stability, healthier lives, and increased opportunity to give to God's work are enabled by staying away from all forms of gambling. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.